We want to continue with our series on Pesach, so the laws of Pesach. So I asked if you could take a look at Afikoman for today. And basically at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they would eat the Korban Pesach at the end of the Suda, Al Matzah Sumerorim Yochlu, they would eat it with matzah. And once they ate the Korban Pesach at the end of the Suda, then they were not allowed to eat anything afterwards. Kedeshi Heitam Pesach Befiv. Now, what we have today after the Churban is something very similar to what they had at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and that's called the Afikomen. We'll have to see exactly what that word Afikomen means. But in any event, now we eat the matzah at the end of the meal, just like we ate the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal. And the tam of the matzah has to be in his mouth. So what we want to study today is Afikomen Halacha L'maisa, meaning what I really want to cover is the final bottom line lahalacha on many different issues that arise within the context of the Afikomen. We'll spend a little time setting up a framework for the meaning of Afikomen and its significance, and then go on to basic issues about how much you have to eat for the Afikomen, when do you have to eat the Afikomen, how critical is Haseba at the time of the Afikomen. Let's say he ate the Afikomen, he reminds himself that he forgot to do Haseba. What happens if after the Afikomen he decides immediately that he wants to continue his Suda? Is he allowed to continue his Suda? What happens if he benches and he forgot to eat the Afikomen? What happens if he lost the Afikomen or the children stole it and didn't return it to him?
I can't find it.
And he can't find it, okay. So all of these very important questions we'll try to address. So first let's see if we can create a framework for understanding the nature of the mitzvah of Afikomen and why we eat the Afikomen. So what we're going to do is we're going to begin with the Mishnah, the very famous Mishnah at the end of Masechta Pesachim, and that you'll see right there. Ein Machtirin Achar Pesach Afikomen. And then on this Mishnah, the Gemara quotes a Machlokas Amoraim regarding what this Afikomen is all about. My Afikomen. Rav says Shelo Ya'akru Michabura Lechabura, which means that after they ate the Korban Pesach back in the time of the Mikdash, they were not allowed to eat in a second place, meaning they had to finish their Suda in one place and not move, not be oker to another place. And the reason for that is because the Pasuk says in Parshas Bo, it says, Bebayis Echad Ye'ochel. They have to eat the Korban Pesach in one bayis. Now, if we would allow you, says Rav, to eat after the Korban Pesach, then you might inadvertently come to eat the Korban Pesach in two different batim. You'll start in one bayis, take your Korban Pesach, whatever is left over, to another bayis, and eat it in the second bayis. And therefore, Rav says that the word afikomen means afiku minaychu, which means that you took it from one place to another place. Manaychu means a kli. A kli is called a mana. And afiku means you took your kalim, meaning your eating utensils, and you picked yourself up, afiku, and you left the house to eat in another place. So ein maftir nachar pesach afiku means that we don't allow this afiku manaychu. We don't allow you to take your food and finish up your meal elsewhere. We require that you finish the Korban Pesach, and with the gemar, the completion of the mitzvah of achilas Korban Pesach, at that point you don't eat anymore, because we're afraid if we allow you to eat, you'll eat in another place, and you might even be tempted to split the Korban Pesach into two places. Let's say you have another chabura and you want to join that chabura, you're friendly with them. So in order to avoid that, the Chachamim instituted this gzera, this isur of Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikomen. Then we have the shita of Shmuel. Shmuel disagrees with Rav, and Shmuel says, and we'll soon see that not only Shmuel but Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yochanan, they all agree with him, that after you finish eating the Karban Pesach, you should not eat something that's called an afikomen. An afikomen is what we call mine mesika, not some sort of a sweet dessert. We call it, in modern Hebrew, we call it a kinuach. And the word afikomen, according to Shmuel, means afiku man. Afiku man means take away, meaning push away, man. Man here is something sweet. That's how Rashi and the Rashbam explain it. In any event, according to the sheet of Shmuel, it comes out the reason why you're not allowed to eat after the Korban Pesach is because we're afraid that you won't have Tam Pesach Befiv. And in order to guarantee that you don't have Tam Pesach Befiv, they prohibited you from eating anything because you might come to eat something that would undermine the Tam Pesach Befiv. Now again, everything that we've been saying until now really answers a different question, not our question for today. This sugya is coming to explain the Mishnah, which refers to the Zman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim, when the halacha of Afikomen applied to the Korban Pesach itself. And whether that means that we're afraid that if you continue eating, you might eat the Pesach in another place, or if you continue eating, you'll undermine the Tam Korban Pesach Befiv, that machlokes. But we want to know today and address a different question, and that is Ein Maftir Nachar Matzah Afikomen. And if you take a look in the sugya, the Gemara establishes that Ein Maftirin Achar HaMatzah Afikoman, and that applies even Bizman Hazeh. So whereas the original mission of Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikoman applies obviously during the time of the Mikdash stood, Omer Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shmuel Ein Maftir Nachar Matzah Afikoman, and that's something that applies to us Bizman Hazeh. And now we have to ask ourselves why. Why Ein Maftir Nachar Matzah Afikoman? So we have now Rashi, which you'll see on the top of the page, and below that you have the Rashbam. Rashi on this part of Pesachim is a little bit questionable. We're not exactly sure if it really was Rashi, but in any event, whatever Rashi says here, we see in the Rashbam. So if you don't want to call it Rashi, call it the Rashbam, or call it both. And Rashi says, "Ein maftir nachar matzah afikomen." The conclusion of Yesuda has to be with Afikomen. Zecher lematzah necheles ima pesach. Because when the Mikdash stood, it says, the Pasuk says, al matzos umerorim yochlu, the matzah was eaten together with the Karban Pesach. And that matzah, which was eaten at the end of the Suda, now we have to have a zecher to that matzah, and we eat a matzah at the end of our suda, the zecher to the matzah that was eaten at the time of the Mikdash, at the end of the suda together with the Korban Pesach, and that's what Afikomen is all about. If you look in the Rashbam, which is almost towards the bottom of your page, the Rashbam is a little bit clearer. He says, "Ein maftir nachar matzah afikomen." Shitzorch lechol matzah b'gemara suda lematzah necheles. Where I lost the place for a second. One second. Zecher lematzah necheles ima pesach b'kricha v'zui matzah b'tzua sha'anu ochlim b'achrona l'shem chova. Now these words are very critical in both Rashi and the Rashbam. Basically, when Rashi and the Rashbam say that this matzah at the end of the meal is eaten with shem chova, what they mean to say is, apparently, that there are two dimensions to the halacha of ein maftir nachar matzah afikoman. One is to maintain the zecher. But number two, if we're going to maintain the zecher, then it makes no sense that we've already eaten the matzah at the beginning of the meal, because then you don't have the zecher. You know, who are you fooling now? You're eating matzah at the end of the meal? So the answer is that let's do away with the matzah that we eat at the beginning of the meal, and let's eat the matzah l'shem chova at the end of the meal, and we accomplish two goals. Number one, we accomplish the mitzvah of ba'erev tochlu matzahs, the ikar mitzvah, the chova d'oraisa of achilas matzah. And at the same time, we accomplish a zecher to the matzah that was eaten at the time of the Beis Hamikdash together with the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal. So when we eat the matzah at the end of the meal, as we did when we ate the matzah together with the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal, we are in that achila, we are accomplishing a fulfillment of the chiyuv of eating matzah. Now, the question I want to ask is, according to Rashbam and Rashi, why do we eat matzah at the beginning of the meal? And not only that, why do we make the bracha al achilas matzah on the matzah at the beginning of the meal, when the ikar chiyuv matzah is to eat matzah at the end of the meal? So if you take a look back in Rashi again, this was the second half of Rashi that we didn't read. Rashi says, "Al korchenu anu mevarchim al achilas matzah b'rishona," and it's as if to say we have no choice but to make the bracha on the first matzah that we ate, even though that matzah is not l'shem chova. And the reason for that is because the principle of Rav Chisda, the famous principle of Rav Chisda, that if, let's say, you don't have any other vegetable for the matbilim, for karpas, the only vegetable you have is maror, then later on, when you get to maror in the seder, you don't repeat the bracha of al achilas maror on that maror, but rather you recite the bracha of al achilas maror on the maror that you ate in the matbilim as karpas at the beginning of the meal. Why? Because liachar shemili kreisei menu hei chozer mevarech alav. Once you've already made a bracha on maror, it makes no sense that you make a second bracha on maror. But what Rashi doesn't really answer is, he doesn't seem to address our question. Tell me if you agree with me, why do you eat matzah at the beginning of the meal? In the case of Rav Chisda, you ate the maror at the beginning of the meal because you had no choice. It was the only yerek that you had for the mitzvah of dipping a yerek and fulfilling karpas. But here, you've got plenty of matzah around. What's the rush to eat matzah at the beginning of the meal? What mitzvah are you fulfilling then if the matzah l'shem chova is at the end of the meal? Joe, what are you saying?
I don't know. I mean, there's a mitzvah of matzah itself. I don't understand.
Correct. And Rashi is holding that the mitzvah of matzah itself is the matzah that you eat at the end of the meal.
No, but there's no reasons for matzah which is connected just for the mitzvah of matzah. You're saying the matzah...
You mean zrizim akdimim with mitzvahs?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, okay, Zrizim
Achdimim. It's part of the Suda. I don't understand.
Right, but Zrizim Achdimim with mitzvahs is a very nice principle, but not to undermine a mitzvah d'oraisa. According to Rashi, the mitzvah d'oraisa is to eat the matzah with the maror. Eat the matzah with the Pesach. If you don't have the Pesach, eat the matzah at the end of the meal, because that's when matzah should be eaten, at the end of the meal. Yeah.
How are you going to have that? How are you going to do that? I don't understand how you're going to do that. What are you going to use to eat your meal?
Okay. So it could be, Joe, maybe you're right, that according to Rashi, the reason why you're eating matzah at the beginning of the meal is in order to be koveh se'uda. You may remember that about 2 weeks ago, we discussed the mitzvah of Haseba, and we spoke about the fact that Haseba is within the framework of a se'uda. So you need the matzah to be koveh the se'uda. It could also be, possibly, that this halacha of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on the matzah. Now, is it enough that I just have the matzah sitting on the table, or do I have to eat the matzah as part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? That there are two parts to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. One is the verbal recitation of the Haggadah, as we call it, and the other is the achila of the matzah. So if we want to integrate the achila of the matzah into the seep, or we have to eat the matzah at the beginning of the meal. But that, according to Rashi and Rashbam, is not the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Be'erev Tochlu Matzahs. The mitzvah of Be'erev Tochlu Matzahs is fulfilled in the matzah, what we call afikomen, at the end of the meal. Now, obviously, the Rishonim are going to go to town with this. They're not going to accept this shita. And we start with the shita, the Rush, which you'll see on the bottom of your page. And the Rush says that Eim Aftir Nachar Matzah Fiko, and first he quotes the Rashbam on the right side, Shetzarech Lechol Matzah Begmar Seuda Zechel Matzah Nachelis Ima Pesach. And then he says that this is the matzah's chova. You already made the bracha at the beginning of the meal. And he quotes again the Rashi of Erev Chizda. Hilkoch mevarech atshavayhu. He says, really, that bracha that you're making at the beginning of the meal is both on the matzah at the beginning of the meal and the matzah at the end of the meal. And then he goes ahead and says that he doesn't believe that Rashi is correct. Nira Li, on the left side of the column, the osa matzah, the matzah that eats at the end of the meal, ena l'shem chova. That is not a matzah l'shem chova. Ela ochlen osa zechel pesach shohayenecha al-asova bachronim. The entire mitzvah of afikomen, according to the Rush, begins and ends with zecher l'pesach. And therefore he says that it makes sense that we ate the mara at the beginning of the meal, not at the end of the meal, because according to the Rashbam, maybe we should be eating mara at the end of the meal together with the matzah of chova, or at least after the matzah of chova. But in any event, the final bottom line here is that according to the Rush, afikoman is zechel l'korban pesach. How do we remember the korban pesach? So we have different ways of remembering the korban pesach. We have zroa that's tzolui, that's roasted, that's on the kara, that's also zechel korban pesach. Some say that the kittel was worn because of zechel korban pesach. And finally, and most importantly, says the Rush, is the afikoman that's eaten at the end of the meal, just as the pesach was being eaten at the end of the meal. So when we eat the matzah at the end of the meal, we've long ago fulfilled the mitzvah of matzah, but we're fulfilling a new din called the Zecher L'Korban Pesach. And then we get to Tosfos. Now Tosfos, you'll see on the next page, Divra Maschil Ba'achrona. And this is the Tosfos, not on Kuf Yutes Amid Beis, but the Tosfos on Kuf Chaf Amid Aleph. And Tosfos says, we should be makayim the mitzvah of matzah at the beginning of the meal, l'teyavon, l'varech aleha, v'achikach b'gmar asuda yochal kezayis matzah. And what's the purpose of kezayis matzah at the end of the meal? Kidei sheyeh tam matzah b'fiv. Now this is interesting. He mentions not a word about Korban Pesach. And he's not willing to accept Rashi that this is the Ikar Matzah. He's long ago fulfilled the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. So Mimonavshach, he's not saying like Rashi and the Rashbam on the one hand that this is the Matzah's Chovah, this Afikom, but he's not saying like the Rush that this Matzah has to be eaten Bachrona Kadei Shehei Zecher L'Korban Pesach that was eaten at the Achron, because the Tosfos doesn't whisper a word about the Korban Pesach, but rather is a din of Yei Tam Matzah B'Fiv. Now, this halach of Tam B'Fiv is relevant to Kodshim, and certainly plays a major role in Korban Pesach, but to extend it and apply it to Matzah, that's a pretty radical chiddush. Why is it that according to Tosfos, you have to have tam matzah b'fiv? So the Ritva, which you'll see here in the middle of your page, claims that this is a takana d'rabbanan. And just going to take a look at his language, he says, Ochlin sudos, achigmar sudos, ochlin kezayis matzah, matzah shmur kol echad, Kemosha achlo b'tchila, v'ein olav shum bracha, she'ein ze ela kedei she'yishoer tam matzah b'fiv. And if you take a look in footnote number 101, he points out here that this is not like the shita of the Rush, that it's zecha l'matzah, hanechel is ma pesach, and it's a zecha to korban pesach. It's not like the shita of Rashi and the Rashbam, who say that the matzah b'achron is ikar chovas matzah. The zeshmi, right, with the whole explanation. But this is some sort of a new halacha of shehei tam matzah b'fiv. Why do we want the tam matzah b'fiv? Neither Tosfos nor the Ritva give us any clue. But you know, about 500 years ago, there was an Ashkenazic posek called the Maril, and in his Haggadah he writes, Afikomen ochlen achar gmar suda. And he writes that this hamalach of chavivus with regard to the matzah that's eaten b'achrona, he says the chaviva he. Again, I don't know exactly what this chavivus is, and we'll see the nafkaminas, but perhaps the word chavivus here, this very, how should I say, beloved mitzvah of matzah, requires that we have tam matzah b'fiv. But again, the impression you get, at least that's the impression I got, is that this is a takonas chachamim. If you'll take a look, you know, the Maral Prague wrote a philosophical work on Inyoni Geula, and that's called the Gvurus Hashem. It's mostly philosophy, but occasionally he gives you halachas that are relevant to Chag HaPesach. Somebody actually compiled a Haggadah based on those halachic inserts of the Maral Prague. It's called the Haggadah Samaral. But here, the original, in the Gvurus Hashem, he writes, the Ochlim, this is on the, in the middle of your page 3, the Ochlim called Tzarkom Acharachila, the Ochlim Kizayis Matzah, Hashmura, V'nikrach Fikomen. And he says, Tam Zos Achila, quoting this sugi at the end of Psachim, Kidei Shelo Yevatel Tam HaMatzah. V'chein muchach midirei atosvis shei tam shel achilas matzah achrona b'fiv. Then he goes on to quote the Shita of the Rashbam, the Shita of the Rosh, and he asks a bunch of kashas on the Shita of the Rashbam. So again, we have here a school of thought represented by both Tosus and the Ritva, and also by the Maral Prague, that the Afikomen is Kedei Shehei Tam Matzah B'Fiv. Okay, what are the Nafkaminas? Now that we've established some sort of a conceptual framework for the Halach of Afikomen and Matzah, what are the Nafkaminas? So the first Nafkamina, which I heard from my Rebbe, and it's also attributed to the Shalah, is that you're not allowed to speak between the Achilas Matz at the beginning of the Seder and the Achilas Afikomen at the end of the Seder. Of course, when I say you're not allowed to speak, I don't mean you can't, you know, you have to read the Haggadah, obviously. But you shouldn't be mafsik b'dibur, that's irrelevant. This reminds me of the announcement we make in Shul on Shofar, that from the time of the bracha on the Shofar, on the Tkios to Yushav, one should not be mafsik until after the last blast of the Shofar at the end of Musaf, because the bracha has to be chal on all the Tkios. Here too, the bracha of Achilas Matzah, which you recite at the beginning of the Suda, has to be chal on the Achilas Matzah at the end of the Suda. And, you know, I have a sefer here called Hare Kedem, which is Rav Michal Shurkin's quote of the Rav, and he says that the Rav quoted his grandfather Rav Chaim, who said that he was medagdek lo la'asiyach das uledaber binyonim achirim b'chol zman asuda kidei shelo yafsik bein habrocha d'achilus matzah afikomen. And this would seem to reflect the shita of Rashi and Rashbam, that the ikar mitzvah of matzah is the matzah they read at the end of the meal for afikomen. The bracha of achilus matzah has to relate and encompass even the achilas matzah at the end of the Suda. And frankly speaking, I don't know how many of you, and I'm talking to myself as well, could be makpid on this chumrah to actually not talk about dvarim acherim during the entire course of the Suda. Why? Because that would be a hefsek between the bracha rishona and the achilah b'achrona. All right, so let's go on. That's number one. Now,
why would you answer that about this problem?
No, I'm just saying that Lamaisa, I don't know if I can adopt the position of Reb Chaim and expect that during the entire course of the Haggah, of the Suda, we're not going to say a word about, you know, here, I don't know, in your country, I don't know what you talk about, but here we talk about, you know, whether there will be a coalition government tomorrow or we won't be a coalition government tomorrow. What you talk about probably is Stephen Harper's address to the AIPAC convention, which was pretty impressive. This man is going straight to Olam Haba. I knew that many years ago. In any event, we have to rely on the other shittos.
What constitutes that sort of hefsek?
Talking about Stephen Harper. I mean, I love Stephen Harper, but it's a hefsek.
How do you define that?
Again, anything that's not relevant to Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. Maybe Harper could be related to Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. I don't know. In any event, we rely on the other shittas, not the Rashi and the Rashbam. We assume that the Afikoman is Zecha L'Churban, Zecha L'Karma. And therefore you don't have to make sure that the brach at the beginning of the Suda is chal on the Afikoman at the end of the Suda. And you can therefore be very relaxed about it. And the bracha is chal on the Matzav Rishona. And that's for sure the shita of not only the Rush, but also Tosfos. And in fact, Tosfos says that the reason why we eat the Afikoman at the end of the meal is just to say Tam Matzah B'finu. Certainly, clearly, it has nothing to do with the bracha that we recite at the beginning of the meal on Matzah Shel Chofa. And therefore, there's no problem, and you don't have to worry about hefsek. However, I just want to point out to you that if you take a look at the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Ayin Hey, and that's on your page 6, you'll see that when the Shulchan Aruch tells you not to speak about things that aren't related to the night of Pesach, he says that after you made the brach on Achilas Matzah, be careful not to be mafsik until you eat the korach. Why? Because the kricha is all an extension of the eating of matzah, because the kricha is the way they ate matzah with maror at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. But the very fact that he only requires lo yasiach bedvarim sheinam inyan asudat sheyochal kricha means that after the kricha it's okay and there's no problem. So this chumrah of Reb Chaim is a very nice chumrah, and it's certainly based on Rashi and the Rashbam, but in Shulchan Aruch I don't think it's reflected.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Something's always bothered me. You know, everybody knows the Afikoman is the last thing you eat because you're supposed to have a taste in your mouth until the morning or something like that, right?
I didn't follow what you mentioned maror here. I didn't.
No, not maror. Afikoman.
Oh, okay, good. I thought you said something about maror.
Afikoman is the last thing you eat, so you should have a taste in your mouth until the next morning or whatever it is. My question is, you have 2 cups of wine after that. What kind of Afikoman taste are you going to have after your 4th cup of wine?
Oh, so
you don't have it.
So again, what with this halacha of tam matzah b'fiv is a halachic concept. It's not a matter of taste buds. It means anything that's not related to the mitzvah halayla has to be done away. In other words, the special chavivus that we're giving to matzah is that we're not going to allow any sort of achila that's irrelevant to the matzah beyond the achila of the matzah. But the Mayayin is part of the same mitzvah of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, what kavana should a person have when he's reciting the bracha on Achilas Matzah at the beginning of the Suda? So if you take a look at the Mishnah Brura on your page 5, that's Tuf Ayin Zayin, has a Sharat Siyud there on the bottom, and he writes that according to the Das of Rashi and the Rashbam, Mashma de Afikomen Yotzin Etzem Mitzvah de Achilas Matzah, And therefore he says, Tzarech b'emes l'chavein b'bracha liftar gam es hafikomen. U'lididhu kivadai tzarech lachsav. Okay, we'll get back to that point. So, again, what kavanah should you have when you recite the bracha? So the Sha'atzin of the Mishnah Berurah says he should have kavanah with that bracha that he's going to potter up his afikomen that he eats at the end of the Suda because of the sheet of Rashi and the Rashbam. So I'm just pointing out there's something very strange going on over here. On the one hand, the Mishnah Berurah is definitely concerned with the sheet of Rashi and the Rashbam that the main mitzvah of matzah is fulfilled with the afikomen at the end of the meal, and therefore you have to have kavanah at the bracha at the beginning of the meal for the matzah at the end of the meal. But on the other hand, he doesn't have this business that you're not allowed to be mafsik from the bracha at the beginning of the meal till you eat the afikom. So I'm just pointing out that in a certain sense, I'm not advocating such a gigantic chumrah. I don't know if we can accept it upon ourselves, but there is a logical reason to be machmir for the sheet of Rashi and the Rashbam. How much do I have to eat of the afikom? And as I said at the outset, I want this to be a little bit halacha l'maisa. So the Rambam, which you'll see on page 3 in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah Perek Ches Halacha Tes, says Ubachrona ochel mipsara pesach afilu kizayis veino toim achrov klal bisman hazeh ochel kizayis matzah veino toim achreo klu. Okay, so now the Rambam requires the achila of a kizayis, but if you remember on page 2 on the bottom we quoted the Maharil. And the Maharil says that we have a chavivus for matzah. And how does that chavivus for matzah express itself? So until now we discussed about Tosfos and yeitam matzah b'fiv. But the Maharil adds that tzorech lechol kishir shtei zesim. The chavivahi mishar hamitzvus tishir of kizayis. This is a fascinating halacha. I don't know where the Maharil got this from. But he wants to say that even though the shear for all mitzvahs universally is one kizayis, but with regard to matzah, we have to eat two kizayisim. And why is that? Because of the chavivus of this mitzvah, the chavivus of this mitzvah genders a double shear of shnei zayisim. And the one who really picks up on this, as I like to quote him often, is Rav Tzvi Hirsch Frank, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, which you'll see in his Mikroi Kodesh on page 6. And he quotes the Maharil, who's in turn quoted by the Taz, that Chaviva Hiya Mitzvah, Maharil, Kosvul Chathil Yikav Shtei Zesim. And he says, Vihine Lechora, a Taz Mong, Rakam Shnei Tanim Nifrodim, in the name of the Maharil. The Maharil himself didn't give any explanation why this chavivus engenders a shear of two kizesim. But the Magen Avraham says that kavanas, he says, what's his kavan? He says, echad l'zecher pesach, v'yechad l'zecher matzah. This is fascinating. Basically, what he's claiming here, the Magen Avraham, is that the Maharil wanted to make sure that we could fulfill all the opinions here. Some opinions have it that the mitzvah of matzah requires that it be eaten at the end of the meal, and yeitam matzah b'fiv, and others said it was because of a zecher to the Karban Pesach. So what is the afikomen? Is the afikomen matzah, or is it Pesach? And the answer is, eat two kizayisim. He doesn't tell you which kizayis relates to which, but maybe it doesn't matter. But I would say that the first kizayis is a kizayis matzah, and the last kizayis would be a kizayis of Korban Pesach. Then he quotes in the next paragraph to Bach. The Bach wants to give a different pshat. And he says that the Maharil is basing himself on the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach. The Rambam says, Mitzvah Nanmuvkar Lechal Basar HaPesach Achilas Sova. Which means that by eating the Pesach at the end of the meal, the Pesach gives him satiation. It gives him satisfaction, or it fills him up. So he says, therefore, Hein hein divri amaril. The cave on the afikomishum zechel pesach. Tzarech lechol mimenu kidei svia. So what's the shear of kidei svia? That's the shear of two kizesim. Meaning, really the shear of kidei svia is kibetza. But nevertheless, we're going to eat the shear of a large beitza, which is called a beitzas tarnagolas, which is the equivalent of two zesim, and that's going to create a shear of kidei svia. So in other words, according to this chat in Mariel, the two zesim have nothing to do with the mitzvah of matzah, but rather it's totally a replacement or a zecher for the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, and the shear of achila to set up the kidei svia of Korban Pesach, because the Rambam says that you need an achila sova with regard to Korban Pesach, is the shear of two zesim. Now, again, I just mentioned this Mariel. I'm not telling you to eat two zesim. The Rush, right? The Rush says that the mitzvah zechel korban pesach. He doesn't mention a word about two zesim. Rashi and the Rashbam think that the mitzvah of eating afikoman is just the mitzvah of matzah, and the mitzvah of matzah by definition is one kizayis. So nehechetesi that I have to be yotze both shitas and have one kizayis for pesach and one kizayis for matzah. Or two kizesim for Pesach? I don't know. Now, it's very interesting. If you take a look at the Sefer Achinuch, which is on page 3, he writes that it's managed in the middle of your page. He says, V'achach ochel kol echad v'echad ma'at matzah. He should only eat a small amount of matzah. The impression you get from the Sefer Achinuch, and that's how the Bach interpreted it, is that you eat less than a kizayis. And that makes sense according to the sheet of Tosis, that the afikoman is only, the afikoman is only kishyei tam matzah b'fiv, meaning he's already eaten the matzah, the fulfillment of the mitzvah matzah is complete, he has no connection here to the Korban Pesach whatsoever, so all these halachas of kidei svia are irrelevant. This halach of chavivus in matzah has no place here on the, how should I say, on the radar screen of the Sefer Achinuch, because he doesn't know about this Ma'aril. And on the contrary, since the mitzvah is just simply, as Tosus has it, that he should have a little tam matzah b'fiv, then he doesn't need a kizayis. He needs a ma'at matzah. Again, I can't promise you that that's what the Sefer Achinuch means, but the word ma'at here seems to indicate less than a kizayis. So we really have three shitas here. One shita would say that eat a kizayis like you would eat a kizayis of Korban Pesach, or like you'd eat a kizayis of matzah. The other shita is to say, the Ma'aril, that you eat two kizayisim, one for the matzah and one for the Korban Pesach. And the third shita is that if we accept Tosfos, that it's just that we want to maintain a tam matzah on the mitzvah of matzah that was already completed, then all you have to eat is ma'at matzah, and that's the shita here of the Sefer Achinuch. How do we paskin halacha l'maisa? Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
I'm just saying, how does he determine ma'at, what that
sheet? I don't know. Whatever it takes for you to remember the tam matzah, I don't know. For some people, it's a minuscule amount of matzah. I don't know.
That's for sure. Everybody's
You know what? Maybe it depends on what kind of matzah you're eating. I think if you're eating the hand shmura, any small amount of matzah will give you tam matzah. I don't know. In any event, how do we paskin halacha l'maaseh? How much matzah do you have to eat for afikoman? And you guessed it, a kizayis. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. And I didn't think that we have to be more religious than the Shulchan Aruch. He was a pretty religious fellow, and he paskins in Tuf Ayin Zayin that you should eat a kizayis matzah ba'achrona. That's in Siman Tuf Ayin Zayin. Fine. Now, comes along the Mishnah Brura, and he says here in Sifkat Aleph, here in Tuf Ayin Zayin, he writes that, you know what? It's a good idea, l'chatchila, to eat two kizesim. So I don't know what to tell you, Rabbi Osai. You know, ich bin fahr de Mishnah Berurah. You know, I'm a little bit, you know, I don't know. The Mishnah Berurah was a big lamdan, so he wanted to make sure that we fulfill all the different shitas. At least he adds a proviso here, a caveat. He says, Misha kashlo lechol shnei zesim. Therefore, he says that it's better that he doesn't eat shnei zesim. The yistapik b'gzayis echad. And the Mishnah Berurah here raises a fear that if we encourage him to eat two kizesim, it may turn into be an achila gasa. Now, what exactly is an achila gasa? That's a discussion unto itself. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't go into that here. There are two definitions of achila gasa. I have a feeling the one he's referring to is katz b'mizono, which means he's more than full and he's just stuffing himself beyond the satiation. That's not called an achila at all. And that's something that he should avoid. Now, I have here later tshuvas, if you want to take a look, in Rav Avadi Yosef, Chazon Avujan, page 8, if you want to look at the Piskei Tshuva's on page 9, I think his name is Rabinowitz, and both of them say that Meikra Adin, it's enough to eat a kizayis for afikomen, you want to be machmer and eat two kizayisim, alright, tovel of bracha, but he says for the lady folk, for the ketanim, for the zkenim, for the weak people, don't even push the idea of two kizayisim.
What does Rabbi Erzot say in Kizayis is?
Oh, so what is the shiur of Kizayis? Since we're dealing halacha l'maisa, there are two different shiurim of a Kizayis with regard to matzah. One is called a shiur gadol, and the other is called a shiur beinani, or a shiur katan. And this becomes a long discussion in the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tav Pei Vav. And to be honest with you, the way I understand it is as follows. If we're talking about a mitzvah d'oraisa, like matzah at the beginning of the meal, then we want to go with what's called the shir gadol, which I'll explain in a minute. If we're talking about a mitzvah d'rabbanan, then we can rely on what's called the shir beinani, or the shir katan. Now, how do we paskin regarding afikoman? Is afikoman a d'oraisa, or is afikoman a d'rabbanan? And I tell you the following, that the Ikar Adin, we don't accept the view of Rashi and the Rashbam, and what that means is that the Kizayis Matzah eat at the beginning of the meal is the Mitzvah Doraisa. So you've already fulfilled and completed the Mitzvah Doraisa. So now we go with the Shita of the Rosh, that we want to have a Zecher L'Korban Pesach, or the Shita of Tosfos, which I believe is also a Drabbanon, Shieta Matzah Befiv, with Chod Chavivus HaMatzah. And therefore we paskin, according to these poskim, that the Afikoman is only Drabbanon. And for a shear of Achila of Kizayis for a Mitzvah Drabbanon, we can rely on a shear Katan. Now, how does that translate into grams and millimeters and all that stuff? I really can't help you with that. There's Rav Chaim Noah, and there's the Chazon Ish, and you could go on and on and on. And the Chazon Ish, by the way, Rav Chaim Noah says that the shear of Avias Yayin for the mitzvah of Dalit Kosos is, I think, 86, what do you call it, millimeters? How do you call it?
Millimeters.
What is it called?
Minimum liters.
Minimum liters. Okay. In America, we use, you know, ounces, so I get confused. Anyway, so somebody told me that Rav Chaim Noah must be right because the gematria of Kos is 86. Okay. I don't know. Anyway, so basically like this. A sheer gadol for a kizayis would be an entire matzah, or at least almost an entire matzah. Let's say in the case of a kizayis gadol. A shear of a kizayis katan would probably be half a matzah. So I say like this.
Are you talking the round one?
Yeah. No, I'm talking now about the machine shmura. And then we'll get to the hand shmura. But if you eat machine shmura, if you're an apikoros and you eat machine shmura like I am, so then I would say a full matzah is a kizayis katan. I don't even know if you have to eat the full matzah, but let's say 75% of the matzah.
And bigul? Round one?
Bigul, I would think it's about I would say it's about a half of a matzah, maybe a little bit more than a half of a matzah. Okay, but when we get to the afikomen, I don't think we have to eat that much matzah because we're not going to paskin like Rashi and the Rashbam. If you want to paskin like Rashi and Rashbam, I give you my bracha, but then I have to demand that you're not going to be mafsik from the first bracha until afterwards. Even if they land another man, well, okay, forget about the moon. Let's say they land someone on Mars. Okay, that's going to be pretty spectacular. I have a feeling the first guy to land on Mars is going to be Israeli, and that's just my feeling. But but even that, we're not supposed to talk about from the first bracha until the Efma. But if you're a regular rank and file Jew, then I think you can rely on most of the Shonim that the mitzvah of matzah at the Afikomen is only derabbanan. Okay, fine. Now, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, you'll see on page 7 in Alicho Shlomo, he wants to suggest the following based on the Bach, that if a person eats two kezesim for the afikomen, the way the Bach interpreted the Mariel, he should be careful to make a hefsek between one kezais and the other. He shouldn't just take two kezesim and eat them together. And I thought he was going to say for health reasons, but he doesn't mean that. What he means is that since each kezias is for an entirely different reason, you shouldn't mix the two together. One is for the mitzvah of matzah, and the other is for the mitzvah of karban pesach, of ezechel pesach. However, you should know that the Chasam Sofer was makbid to eat two kezesim for afikomen, and he ate them both together. So that's just an interesting historical fact. Now, what kind of matzah should we use for the afikomen? Obviously, matzah shmura. But what happens if we can't find the original afikomen that was set aside at the time of yachatz? L'chatchila, we want to eat the half of matzah that was hidden, right? The tzafun. But if that matzah was lost, then there are more in Siman Tofai and Zayin Paskin, said you could take any other matzah shmura and eat it as afikomen. And I heard this from Ramah 50 times from my father, because every Leil Pesach, when I started my negotiations, from the time I was like 3 years old, my father would quote this Ramah. And he would say to me, not a bicycle. That was when I was about 4. Bicycles were very expensive in those times. So he said to me, Azaria, I'm going to take a different matzah shmur. You can keep your matzah shmur. By the time I was 6 and I was asking for a little doggy, my father would quote the Ramah and say, no doggies in this house. And he would threaten to take a different matzah for the afikom. Okay, what about Haseba? Rashi and the Rashbam require Haseba for the afikom in the same way that they require Haseba for the mitzvah of matzah. And therefore, if we're worried about Rashi and the Rashbam, we're going to have to be very, very careful to eat the afikomen beheseva. And now, we say the following. What happens if he went ahead and he ate the afikomen? This happens almost every year at my Seder table. Somebody, I'm not going to mention who, doesn't eat beheseva and turns to me and says, whatever he or she says, do I have to eat the afikomen a second time around? In the case of matzah, for the mitzvah of matzah, the answer is yes. But in the case of afikomen, the Mishnah Brura says two different things. Guess what? In Siman Tov Ayin Beis, he paskins him shachach lecho as afikom beseba al yachzor v'yochlenu. He should not repeat the eating of the afikomen. And here he comes up with a brand new halacha. I don't know where the Mishnah Berurah got this from. The Asur Lechel Shnei Pa'amim Afikom. Fine. Then if you fast forward by about 5 simonim to Simon Tov Ayin Zayin, he writes, Im Kashal Olechel Pam Shnei Afikom Lo Yochal, meaning Lechatchil should eat a second afikom because he forgot to eat the first afikom Beseva. And in the Shara Tzion, he writes, the Mishnah Berurah, Shemidas Rashi Rashbam Afikom and Yotzim Ben Yidei Chovas Achilus Matzah. Who did who? According to Rashi and the Rashbam, Bivadai Tzarech Lachzor Lechol Baseva. But if he can't do it and it's hard for him, so he'll rely on the other shitas. But obviously, the Mishnah Berurah is advocating with Hatchila that he repeat the Achila the Afikomen and this time get it right and do it with Haseva. But in the first case, he says, no. Don't you dare eat a second kezias for the afikomen, because also lechol shnei po'amim afikomen. So on page 6, you have a tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein, and fascinating, Rav Moshe Feinstein decides to say a shir klali, how to reconcile this stira in the Mishnah Berurah. And he says it all depends on when he reminded himself, oyvei, I forgot to do a seva. If he reminded himself before Birkas HaMazon, then, if all things are equal, the Mishnah Berurah advocates they eat a second afikomen. But if, on the other hand, he already benched, that's when the Mishnah Berurah says, "Asur lechol shnei pa'amim afikomen." Why? What's so bad about eating a second afikomen? So you might say, "Well, he'll have to wash. He'll have to bench." So the Mishnah, so Rav Moshe Feinstein says the following. Then really the problem of a second afikomen is not a problem of a second afikomen, it's a problem of adding a kos of yayin. And he says the following. He says that on the night of Pesach, we bench over a kos. Is that not correct? That is correct. That's the third of the four kosos. So he says the following. Once you bench, if you're going to have to wash again for a second afikomen, because oyvei, I ate the first afikomen before I bench without haseva, then he's going to have to take a kos of yayin for Birkas HaMazon. Now, I'm not sure how Rav Moshe knows this, but Rav Moshe assumes that it's not enough that he took the kos for Birkas HaMazon, the first Birkas HaMazon. He's got to take a kos for Birkas HaMazon, the second Birkas HaMazon. And therefore, he's going to add a kos yayin, which will be kos number 5. And the halacha is ein mosifin ala kosos. Okay, when do we have to eat the afikomen? Halacha l'maisa. So first of all, we should know that there's a machlokas about the Korban Pesach itself. When do we have to eat the Korban Pesach? According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, up to chatzos and not beyond chatzos. According to Rabbi Akiva, you have to eat. You can eat the Korban Pesach up to Alos HaShachar. The Gemara Pesachim quotes this machlokas, and Rava says that this machlokas is relevant not only to Korban Pesach but also to Achilas Matzah Bizman Azeh. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, matzah must be eaten before chatzos in order to fulfill the mitzvah b'erev tochlu matzahs. According to Rabbi Akiva, matzah could be eaten all the way till Alos HaShachar. According to Rashi and the Rashbam, who hold that the Iker Matzah L'Shem Chova is the Afikomen at the end, then the Afikomen must be eaten before Chatzos, because we are Machmir for the Shita Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that the Mitzvahs HaLaila, whether it's Pesach or Bizman HaZeh, we only have Matzah, have to be fulfilled before Chatzos. But even if I hold like the Rush that the Mitzvah of Afikomen is only Drabbanan, but it's Zeichel Korban Pesach, it's Mistaber that we have to eat the Afikomen before Chatzos, Zeichel Korban Pesach. And that's the way you'll see it in the Rush. Halacha L'maisa, there's a tremendous machlokas about this point, whether or not we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, even with regard to Korban Pesach. And therefore, we have a question as to whether or not we have to be makpid that the matzah be eaten before chatzos. We're not even sure that matzah has to be eaten before chatzos. It all depends on whether we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and that's not clear whether we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Rishonim this way, and Rishonim that way. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman, I don't remember now what Siman it is. Anyway, he writes, V'yehei Zohir. Okay, I think this is in Siman Tofai in Zion. He says, V'yei Zohir la'ochlo kodem chatzos. Zohir? What does Zohir mean? Zohir means Zahirus. He basically is saying that the halacha mikra din is that you could eat up until Alos HaShachar. Ela what? We have a din of L'chumra like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and in Rabbanu we require that you eat Ad Chatzos. And that's considered perhaps similar to Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, where we say that the Kriyat Shema should be recited by Chatzos, even though Kriyat Shema could be fulfilled up until Alos HaShachar, Te'lacharchik Es Ha'odom Min HaVera. So therefore we eat the matzah by Chatzos, just like we recite Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis before Chatzos, Te'lacharchik Es Ha'odom Min HaVera. Now you want to apply this to Afikoman. Well, what is the Afikoman? Is the Afikoman really the mitzvah of matzah? Well, according to Rashbam, it is. Then according to Rashbam, if we're being zahir with regard to matzah, to make sure that we eat the matzah before Chatzos, then we have to be machmir to eat the Afikoman before Chatzos. But if on the other hand, we reject the Rashbam and we hold that the Afikoman is a derabanan, like Shitas HaTosfos, Shei Matzah B'Tam Matzah B'Fiv, then I don't know if we have to require that the Afikoman be eaten before Chatzos. In any event, the Mishnah Brura and for Svaradim L'Chazon Ovadia, they both paskin that if he didn't eat the Afikoman before Chatzos, he should eat the Afikoman after Chatzos. And Rabbo said, we're running out of time, but the next discussion that we have to have is the famous Avnei Nezer. And I think I've mentioned it to you in the past that the Avnei Nezer came up with a t'nai that he can eat matzah, and then if he sees it's getting close to Chatzos, let him eat the matzah, and even if let's say, I'll work this out. Let me just try to go over this Avnei Nezer. I got a little bit tongue tied. Sorry. The Avnei Nezer wants to suggest the following t'nai. So what's the case? You're eating your suda, and you have no doubt that you won't be able to get to the Afikoman before Chatzos. But on the other hand, if you eat the Afikoman now, you won't be able to continue your suda. So what do you do? So he says the following. He says, the Iser of eating after the Afikoman is a result of the need to have the Tam Afikoman Befiv. In other words, at the moment that he completes the mitzvah Afikoman, don't eat anything afterwards, so that the time of this mitzvah afikoman that you ate is befiv. There's no iser of achila after the time of the afikoman has elapsed. In other words, as long as you're within the time framework of achilas afikoman, then the halacha engenders an iser not to eat after the afikoman. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, one should complete the afikoman by chatzos, which means that right after Chatzos, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he would be allowed to continue his suda. In other words, if let's say at 10 minutes before Chatzos, he eats his afikoman, then during that 10-minute period of time, up to Chatzos, he's got to abstain from eating. On the other hand, if you hold up Rabbi Akiva, then halacha that enjoins you not to eat after the afikoman applies the entire night, insofar as the entire night is the time for the mitzvah of afikoman. Therefore, if it's getting close to Chatzos, take a kezayis matzah, make the following tonight. If the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, then this kezayis would be for the afikoman. If the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, then this is not an afikoman at all. This is just an eating of matzah. And afterwards, he should eat a kezayis besseba and wait till after Chatzos and not eat anything. After Chatzos, he can eat his entire suda, mimarevshach. If the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, then there's no iser to eat after Chatzos. Why? Because the mitzvah and the zman of achilas afikoman has already terminated. If on the other hand, the halacha is Rabbi Akiva, then the iser is only chal after he eats the afikoman, and he made it tonight that this would not be his afikoman, so that whenever he finishes the meal, that's when he'll eat his afikoman, and he won't eat after the afikoman. So the big question is whether you can make a Tanai in mitzvahs, but Rav Soloveitchik worked it out in such a way, and you'll see it in Hari Kedem, that this Eitzah of the Avnei Nezer is not acceptable, because you would not be Yotze in such a case the mitzvah of Afikoman, according to many, many different Shitas. Now, if you forgot and you didn't eat the afikoman, and you remind yourself after Birkas HaMazon, you remember that the Mishnah Berurah in that case doesn't want you to eat a second afikoman. If you ate a kezayis afikoman and immediately decided, hey, I want to change my mind and I want to continue my suda, then you'll see on page 7, Alicho Shlomo, in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, says, I'm not sure if you're allowed to continue eating. You already fulfilled the mitzvah afikoman, and that boxes you in to the iser of eating after the afikoman. Okay, Rabbosai, we'll stop here. Thank you.